What? There's two of them? Like a pair of nerds?
Nope, more like they're pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, CamParanoids.com, along with my co-host.
They're looking at me, Rooster.
That's right.
Actually, no one's looking at me.
This is an awkward podcast because we're at my sister's place this week, taking care of my sister's stupid dog.
Party!
And we're here with a bunch of people, including my girlfriend. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Say higher than that.
Hi.
There we go. And so they're all...
They totally didn't hear that.
Yeah, probably
when
not.
When you play, it's like, say hi, everybody.
Silence. So we're here, and we're queer, and we're proud of it, but it's kind of weird recording this in front of people because it's like a live show, but no one cares except us.
Well, technically, we're behind them.
That is
they're
true.
Over there.
Yeah. So how have you been, my dear? We didn't have a podcast last week.
Busy as shit.
Why is that?
No, I don't think I just sat there. Did you ever see shit do anything? Come on.
That's a very good point.
No, I did a lot of shit.
I had exams last week, and I finished both last week, which is why we didn't have a podcast. And we're doing this on a Wednesday, because yesterday I went to go see... Aladdin.
Aladdin.
Yeah, I went to go watch Aladdin.
How was Jasmine?
She was brown. I did enjoy Lion King, though. Me and my girlfriend went to go watch Lion King last night. And I gotta say this. It's beautiful, man.
It's beautiful?
Go watch Lion King River.
Was it as stupid as you thought it would be?
Yes, but I loved it. Like, it was... At the beginning, I was like, I don't know, people dressed in black and wearing black outfits and holding...
Isn't that The Matrix?
Yes. But The Lion King was awesome. It was beautiful. If it wasn't so manly, I'd probably cry a little bit. Just a little bit.
Was the death scene so sad?
It was
spoiler
awesome.
Alert!
Mufasa dies, I know, it's weird. It was cool because they did like lightning at that point, and you saw him slowly fall off the cliff. But they did lightning so it didn't look so cheesy.
Was it actually like a little puppet?
No, it was a guy. He was climbing the cliff or whatever.
So it's a guy dressed as a lion.
He had a helmet of a lion. Take that. That's exactly the sound a lion makes.
When it says take that?
Yes, exactly. So yeah, we went to go watch that last night, which is why we're recording on a Wednesday now. Or just today. Next week, we'll go back to our regular scheduled program. Although I do have another exam next week. But it's on Tuesday morning, and then Tuesday night.
That's not it. Then you'll pick me up. Okay, now back to me.
Okay, what
was I doing?
What were you doing?
Busy as shit, then you cut me off, and you said your stuff.
Oh, no, you said that shit just lay there, and I thought that was the end of it.
That was a joke.
Oh, that was the... Oh, sorry.
Oh, I had
no,
lots
no,
to
no,
do.
No, go ahead. No,
Peter's sister gave birth.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's a little boy.
I like
boy.
Narrow shadow in the background. Who's Peter? Awesome.
Nero, you know Peter. Oh, yeah. She gave birth to a little 8-pound boy named Paul.
Oh, Paul. Paul Lee or just Paul?
Paul Fu. Actually, Paul no, Fu. I think it's taking the father's name. Don't know what his last name
Fighters,
is.
Probably.
Foo Fighters.
Yes.
Nice.
Racist.
So that happened on Monday, last day of McDonald's third pounder burgers.
Oh, fuck. Really? I never got that.
Oh.
It was good?
Oh. They were really good. Mm. They were really good. I had it 3 times.
Oh, nice.
One per burger.
Nice.
It was good.
Nice.
Wish they brought that
So
back.
Did you deliver the birth? Or?
Yeah, I cut the umbilical cord and everything.
With your teeth?
I'm wearing it right now.
Oh, nice.
So that's what happened on that day. Bought Portal 2.
Oh, you bought Portal 2?
Which we
oh
can elaborate
God.
A little bit.
Yes, go on. Have you played it yet?
No, I haven't. And you know how I said I was going to play Splatterhouse and I was asking what mode to play on?
Yes.
Well, fuck that. I'm building my own sword. Whoa!
What?
I'm building a sword.
Like an actual sword?
An actual, like, cosplay sword.
Why?
I don't know. I was inspired by something. And
I'm
then
sorry,
I just...
dude. That's pretty goddamn nerdy.
But guess what? We're the pair of nerds.
Yeah, but
still. That's why it works out.
I don't build swords.
Dude, I'll tell you this. When I'm done, we're done.
Like,
I don't know. When I'm done,
like
it's going to look pretty cool. No. It's going to look pretty cool. Maybe
Are you inspired by Cloud Sword? Or
It's large.
Is it made of wood or styrofoam?
No, right now it's going to be
Does it have bubble wrap?
Yes.
Sweet.
No, it doesn't. Oh. Sorry to disappoint you.
Because I thought if you hit someone, it'll pop and it'll create
no.
the effect.
No, it's actually larger than Cloud Sword. Yes, there are swords larger than Cloud Sword, but initially it's 7 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Way too tall for a sword for me, so I like dumbed it down a bit. I'm making it out of cardboard only because I don't know. I was bored, probably ate something that I shouldn't have eaten.
I thought you were going to say you were born this way, and I can break up into song.
Oh, should I?
Yes.
I was born this way.
Anyone know this band, the lyrics that word? That song? I can't talk, never mind. You know that in Toronto, when they have the zombie festival, or the zombie walk,
you
they
go
also
all
have
the time.
The, yeah, they have the box wars too, right? People dress up in like
box
uniform
and
beat the shit out of each other.
Swords. I've seen that.
You should do that this year, since you can work on your sword now.
You do it, but I'm afraid to use it. It's going to be so perfect. You know when you envision something that you're going to make and you think it's going to look great and it's awesome?
This website, yes.
And then when you do it and you're like, this shit?
Yeah, this website. Yes.
I'm going to do it. And then I started looking at Anime North is coming next month.
Yeah.
One of those like cosplay things. And I never really, I'm like, loser.
I've been there once.
But then I'm like.
Kyle, we went to that one, right? Anime Cosplay North thingy?
Anime North?
Anime North.
Comic-Con?
You
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah, we went there. I went there in 2000. I still have the pamphlet at home.
So I looked at a lot of videos and photos, and I was just like, man, these guys are all losers. But they have pretty nice costumes. So I thought maybe if I'm able to make this sword and then maybe make an outfit, I might go.
I've always wanted to dress up like a Ghostbuster, but I have a girlfriend and she's right there, and I don't want to lose her, so I won't dress up like a Ghostbuster.
It's worth it.
I know. I do when she's sleeping, but she doesn't know that, right?
So, you don't know that.
I keep forgetting she's here.
So that's
hey, Brown Bear, say hi.
Hello. Say happy hi. 50th podcast!
No, this is the 52nd.
No, oh, but you can always edit this and put it into the old one, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. So you're gone that day. So James was here.
This isn't the 50th
podcast. No, this is the 52nd.
3 weeks ago, dude. Well, no, 2 weeks ago, dude.
No, 3 weeks ago. We missed last week's.
Well, technically 3 weeks ago. Yes. 2 episodes ago.
Yes.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. I think you should leave now.
Yeah, okay.
No, we might call you back later for Street Fighter. Actually, no, come back here.
What?
We were playing, you and I, because I'm at my sister's place this week, we were playing what game? X-Men Arcade?
Yes.
How was that? Did you enjoy that?
There was too much stuff going on at one time. Too many people, too many colors. It was very seizure-inducing.
We played up to 6 players online.
How the hell did you... Oh, online. I'm like, how the hell do you have 6 controllers?
No, I only have 2.
No, less, it only takes 4.
Yes, but we were playing online with 6 people, and we beat the game. Welcome to die! And you also lend me Medal of Honor, which I have been playing, which is... It's another Call of Duty game. And I've also been playing Street Fighter, because you brought that over for me as well.
Yes, it is.
You own Street Fighter 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hadouken?
Yeah! And Seth is an asshole. How much of an asshole is Seth?
He's a giant asshole. He is the final boss. He has like this like.
I thought M. Bison was Seth.
No.
I mean, sorry.
Mind free. And he's hard as hell. He has everyone's powers, and he's like damn near impossible to beat. It took.
So he has Ryu's Hadouken.
He has everyone's powers.
Does he have Ken's Hadouken?
He's got Ken's Hadouken.
Who else does a Hadouken?
Sakura, apparently her name is.
Yes.
Does he have Akuma's Hadouken?
He's got everyone's powers.
Yeah,
that's a lot of Hadoukens.
He's an asshole. It took us 1.5 hours to beat this guy.
An hour and a half.
Yesterday, I was up till 4 a.m. playing with Blanca trying to beat this fucker.
I've never been so happy to beat a game.
Yes, except for Gears of War.
Gears of War, yes.
Gears of War 3 is coming out.
I know. The beta codes were given out this week.
Yeah, I know.
If you had Bulletstorm, like I was telling you to buy, Brown Bear, you would have got the Gears of War 3 beta.
Nonetheless, if you pre-order... Now, Gears of War 3, you get the beta. Multiplayer on the 25th.
Huh.
So if you're getting Gears of War 3 pre-order now, you'll get the early multiplayer testing. You can also buy Bulletstream Epic Edition at Walmart. It's still there.
Bulletstream or Bulletstorm?
Bulletstorm.
Bulletstream.
Bulletstream is a sequel. It's when you stream as fast as a bullet.
Stream, damn you, stream! I've been buying a lot of games this week, like a ridiculous amount. I think I've Brown Ridge just turns around and goes away. I'm done here. I got the game Braid. It was like 400 points last week on Xbox Live Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And that game's awesome. I would never, ever pay 1,200 points for that game, but 400 points? Definitely worth it. I also have... I bought the game Outrun today.
Okay.
Because Sega sale is this week again. Aren't you happy?
Another Sega?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So they had Outrun for 400 points, and I bought that. Same beautiful music as always. And we were just all playing that. We're all playing Street Fighter. We're all playing Call of Duty earlier. I've been doing nothing but playing video games. I finally got rid of Mortal Kombat vs. DC now that I'm done with the...
You told me about that, and I don't believe it.
I'll show you the box.
I saw it. It's huge, right? It's a big box. I just don't believe the trade you did.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
I traded Mortal Kombat DC Collector's Edition for Alan Wake Limited Edition. So they're both about $40. And it's that place, I gotta promote the shit out of these guys, because these guys are awesome. At High Tech, down at Dufferin and Bloor. If you're from Toronto, go to Dufferin and Bloor.
Just play this podcast for him, maybe he'll give us
And if you're a regular customer, they don't charge you tax.
Taxes? No tax.
No, even if you're not a regular customer. I'm not a regular customer.
For you, my friend, no tax.
Yes.
If you hear that, that means they like you.
Well, good, because he doesn't charge me tax at all. Yeah. I'm like, $20. He's like, $20 cash only. I'm like, really? No taxes? He's like, $20. I'm like, sweet.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you can buy a bunch of cheap games. So go check out High Tech down in Bloor and Dufferin. I forgot to say what we're talking about this week. We're going to be talking about news like we always do. I don't know if you guys remember, we had the Metal Gear Solid parody video, which people seem to like.
A million views.
I think, next to
Rebecca Black's top video.
Yes, I think it's about 80 views or whatever. But people liked it, and they want to see more. I've had people asking me for more because they like the liquid in the background. And I also said on that video that this week we're going to have an interview with Linkara from thatguywiththeglasses.com and Atop the Fourth Wall. And Gareth, our contributor, who does a fucking awesome job with interviewing, he's the guy who interviews people. He did an interview with Iron Liz last time, and now he's doing one with Linkara, and they're talking about women infringes, basically, on comic books, which is pretty cool. That'll be in our second segment. And after that, we're going to be talking about what happened to Mortal Kombat, because the article's finally written and the game's finally out.
I know.
But, oh, I also want to mention that I got World of Goo for 99 cents on the iPhone.
Good price.
Which is now $2.99. So luckily I bought it.
They boosted it up.
Yeah. And remember the game you and Casual James were talking about dying once and that's about it?
Someone made that?
Yeah. It's an iPhone game called One Single Life.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
Do you buy it or free?
It was free.
Okay, it better be, because if you buy it,
So you play the game and you jump from one location to another. Like, you're like jumping a gap in a building.
Yeah.
And if you die, that's it. The game's over.
Then what do you do?
That's it. You just delete it. You're done with the game. It has your score, your name, and everything. That's it. Game's over. Yeah. And I made it like to like the second last level and I died. And that was it.
We registered it.
Yeah.
Casual James, help Sue.
Patent pending, patent pending.
Yeah.
Take that. My girlfriend's going to hate me. Love you. Are you guys watching Looney Tunes on subtitles?
Yep.
Oh, no, that's respect,
what happened to the office?
It's funny.
Let's see. So we missed last week's game releases, so let's go through the list really fast here.
All right.
Patapon 3 for PSP.
It's a new tampon.
You're on your own now.
Oh, come on.
Might and Magic Clash of Heroes for PS3 and Xbox Arcade, so PlayStation Network.
Mm-hmm.
Magicka Vietnam.
They took a little spoof of Battlefield there.
How do you figure?
They do that with the Battlefield. They make it. Supposed to end Battlefield Vietnam.
Well, it's getting a 5.5, so it's not
But apparently
that well.
It's a fun game. Achievement Hunters did a little review on it, and mm-hmm. it seemed like it's a simple game. It's nothing huge, but it looked a little bit fun. Yeah. Just a little bit.
For a PC, and I guess you'll play that because I'm not a big PC guy.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
Michael Jackson, The Experience for Xbox 360.
Ooh, finally
get
a touch of boys. High five.
Hey, it's not soon enough. It's for Kinect, so you can play like Michael Jackson. Apparently.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if people know this, but Michael Jackson's a great dancer. So playing the game in Kinect and doing the moonwalk would be kind of hard. So
fail.
I'm out of breath when I stand up, so I don't ever want to play Kinect. Armada
25 26.
Who cares? That game's too hard.
Yeah, that's my debit code.
Divinity 2, the Dragon Knight Saga for Xbox 360. Rio for 360, based on a movie, which has a bunch of voice actors, which I don't care. Did you know Rio's in Brazil?
Yes.
Did you know that Montreal is in Quebec? Because I sure as fuck didn't. World of Tanks. Thanks for that. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell 3 for the Nintendo 3DS. Lego Battles Ninja Go for Nintendo DS.
Michael Jackson's The Experience again.
Yes, and that's basically all that came out for the last week. For this week, oh man, the games are coming out this week. I don't know what they are. We'll save that one and those two. And okay, SOCOM 4 U.S. Navy SEALs coming out for PS3. I don't know if they still made SOCOM games.
Yeah, it's still pretty popular.
Elements of War for the PC. Meh.
The Conduit 2.
Conduit 2 is finally out for Nintendo Wii, which the first one was really, really.
I tried it. You lent it to me, and
it was just
meh.
Like they said, it was gonna be better than 360 graphics.
Yeah,
it was just meh.
Maybe on its worst day.
It looked like GoldenEye.
No multiplayer. Well, there is, but there's no one to play with.
Yeah, Final Fantasy IV, the complete collection on PSP. Huh. It contains both Final Fantasy IV and After Years in one collection. I might pick that up.
I'm not a meh. I don't
have
a PSP.
That one. Section 8 Prejudice for Xbox Arcade.
What was District 9. Never mind.
Prince of Persia Classic Trilogy HD.
Hey, remember that thing you said before, how they re-release things in packages in HD?
Yes, and that's exactly what's happening with Prince of Persia, and I might actually pick this one up because I do like Prince of Persia.
Prince of Persia's
it's a fun game, and especially in HD. You know, like I said, top 10, what were they thinking? Console edition, huh? Remember that? Number one? PS3? Huh? Anyways.
What were you thinking?
Majesty 2 Collection for the PC. Triple Pack Xbox Live Arcade Compilation. I heard about this. They got Trials HD and Explosion Man both on the disc now.
And Limbo.
Oh, and Limbo. I completely ignored Limbo.
Just ignore that big...
So if it's $20, pick it up. If it's $50, fuck it. You can buy it cheaper on Xbox Arcade. Cargo, the Quest for Gravity. And the two games that I want to play, both of these, is number one. We'll go with this one first.
Mortal Kombat!
KO. We both said...
I don't know.
Who's Jack?
Isn't Jack the black guy?
That's Jax, man.
Oh.
Jax, man. Mortal Kombat came out for Xbox 360 and PS3, which is weird because I pre-ordered this game March 27th.
And you're not... And you
and
don't
I
have
still
it.
Don't have it. I pre-ordered the one with the joystick.
What happened?
It was like $150 for that fucking... I never pre-order.
You'll be buried
if
in
I
there.
Ever get it, I'm not even
You'll
sure.
You'll be buried... You, when you die, when we cremate you, with or without your consent...
Whoa. I never said
we will put you... In there, that little box. Isn't that pretty cool?
That would be kind
That'd
of cool.
That'd be pretty cool.
And then, like, the game plays itself.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be kind of scary. So the game's finally out, and I played the demo on PS3 last week, and it was really, really cool, like the way that oh, we'll get into it later. But yeah, I pre-ordered it. I thought I'd have it by now to talk about it, but I don't. I'm still waiting for it. It's going to have the joystick. It's going to be super uber cool, which I can't wait.
Break it. Fucked!
I know. I don't even know if I'm going to use it. I just want there. It. And the other
it's
game.
It's a future coffin.
And the other game is just something.
Portal 2!
Portal 2 is finally out to continue the story of Is She Still Alive?
Apparently, at the end, they released the song. Obviously, spoiler alert. I'm not saying the spoiler because I haven't read anyone to click on it, but they have a new ending. Someone did a cover of it.
Already?
Yeah.
The game just came out.
Well, I guess people who probably got the review copy or whatever.
Oh, you nerds. How I love you. And yeah, that's basically it, I guess, for this.
The funny thing is, I picked up Borderlands.
Uh-huh.
I haven't even opened it.
Oh, I still have Borderlands 2.
I picked up Portal 2. Haven't even opened it. What are the games that I buy that I haven't even played?
You still have my Splatterhouse.
Which I want to play first before I play Portal. I don't know.
Is your OCD kicking in?
Yeah, but I haven't even started Splatterhouse, so I technically could push it. But it's sitting there, and I don't like holding onto something that belongs to you. And you know,
even though I don't care.
I know you don't care, but it's like that's not mine. What if I died right now? You'll never get that game back.
No, I'd go by your house and pick it up.
No, it's, my ghost won't allow you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, well, can't come in.
Your
Dude,
ghost
really?
Is an asshole. Good list. I mean, Portal 2
and
Mortal
Kombat.
Maybe I
should play Portal 2 so at least I could do some sort of verbal review next
week. Oh, yeah, you probably should do that because we'll have one next week. We also have another news thing to say? Like, another, more good news?
Mortal Kombat!
Nope. We do have other things to say, but I'll save it for the last one, another announcement. Oh, fuck, I'll just say it now. We got sponsored! Another sponsor! High five!
That was a little weak. Can we try again?
Yeah, there you go. We got sponsored. I just got the email today from Carl.
Saying we're fired. That's a new people.
From
Scenic7PR.
He emailed me today telling us, congratulations, you have been sponsored by Gamersgate. Gamersgate.com. I will talk more about Gamersgate later, but yeah, it's our second sponsor, which is fucking awesome, which means
we're rich, right?
We're rich. We are loaded. With
for every time we say Gamersgame.com, we get $1 million. Right?
Gamersgate.com. Is that 6 million?
Yeah.
Is it 3 each? Yeah, nice, not bad.
But then we got to split between the two of us.
You mumbled that one.
Yeah, I know.
I'm the one drinking the beer here. Oh, yeah, no parent.
The fumes off your mouth.
Don't I smell like an old Portuguese guy?
You look like one.
I know. I have a giant-ass beard. I haven't shaved in like 3 weeks. I'm drinking beer, eating pizza. I love it. And my dog's barking, or my sister's dog. Stop it. You're ruining the show.
Hero, what are you doing?
he threw it outside, possibly because it was molested. So up next, I guess we're talking about news, right? News? We're good with news?
Dun, 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 dun.
Yes,
dun,
up
dun,
next. Dun, dun, dun. Hopefully this thing doesn't crash, because I hate using laptops.
You ready for it?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Hey, I'm the Gooch.
And I'm the Douchebag. Have you ever needed help promoting a thought, a vision, an idea, or how about a website? We've got some friends that can help you out. Check them out at scenic7pr.com.
You know you have an awesome product. You're just not sure how to get it out there. You don't have the contacts. Well, you don't have to worry. Just go over to scenic7pr.com and let those guys take care of you.
Again, it's scenic7pr.com. Tell them the Douchebag sent you.
Let's get it started in here.
Oh, wow, that dog really went on that one.
I did. We're back from our awesome Scenic 7 promo by Gucci and Douchebag. And now we are in...
Dun, 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 dun,
news! Dun, 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 I gotta, dun, dun, I'm going to hate editing this later because I hate laptops. Dun, 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 dun. Casual James is here. Say hi, James.
Yo.
Say it louder.
Yo.
There we go.
One more time.
Is that too loud?
No, it's fine. Let me just adjust the mic right here. All right, so we're in the news section. The news for this week.
Is this podcast going to be called Party It Up?
Yes, we should call it Party It Up. God of War 4 is coming September 2012, says Source.
Damn.
God of War 4 is in development and will be released in September 2012, according to respected unofficial PlayStation Magazine PSM3. So how do you feel about that?
Meh. I just see the PSM3 cover, and I'm like, Mass Effect 3? Looking forward to that.
We'll get back to that in a second.
1 second. Let's get to it.
Yeah, so God of War 4. I haven't played God of War 3, so I'm not exactly sure how it ends.
With boobs.
Probably, because there are lots of boobs in God of War. What was I going to say? Sorry, just my phone.
What's pulling up your phone?
I'm pulling because I want Brown Bear to record us so we can put this up later.
Record what?
Us talking. Live, behind the scenes footage.
But we're ugly.
I know we're ugly, but...
No one wants to see ugly people.
Probably not. Here, Brown Bear, record us or something.
Why?
I don't know.
Why just it in front of you?
Because it's weird. So yeah, God of War 4 is coming out. Hey, we're waving at the camera. You see this later. Yeah, so God of War 4. Sit straight. Six pack, baby.
Don't drink on the work.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. Okay, so God of War 4 is coming out. September 2012.
Now try to play this video and this audio when you're listening at the exact same time. It all makes sense.
My penis hurts. So okay, God of War 4.
How long is he recording for?
I don't know. Say hi to everybody over there.
That's our so-called friends that we hired.
Yes. Okay, so back on topic here. God of War 4 coming out. I never played God of War 3. I have no idea what God of War 4 is about because I don't even know how God of War 3 ends. So how do you feel about that?
Take a nice photo of the melons.
Hey, focus. Sorry. Focus.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of God of War.
I am a huge fan, but I never beat God of War 3.
I never played 1, never played 2.
You should, man.
I probably should. Would you like to buy me a PS3?
I would not like to buy you a PS3.
Instead, you could lend it to me, but I don't want to borrow it.
That's what I have to say about that. Speaking of good news, new Mass Effect 3 info revealed.
What?
That's right. We have some new Mass Effect 3 information for you, and it's juicy. Says gamersmint.com. You can read the information below saying the reason that Cerberus is put against us explained in the beginning of the adventure. Could it be because...
You just said, missed that whole be warned that anyone who's yet to play the previous two...
Oh, so these are spoilers? Okay, somewhat. I'm not going to read them.
But save that, because I'd like to know. Oh, there's a spoiler.
Okay. Don't look at that.
Everything else, I guess, is not a spoiler. Never
mind. Oops, I just accidentally clicked
Pocket
on
Ninja.
That.
Pocketninja.com! Yes.
So yeah, okay. Mass Effect 3 information for you. I'm not going to read it because it's spoilers, but how do you feel about that?
Well, basically, I don't think these are spoilers. I think it's just that very last one. It says there, Reapers, they have different sizes, ranging from 500 to 600 meters of the smallest ships to the 2 kilometer for Herald. So they're just... explaining more new skills. Engineers can build turrets, which is cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
I never play as an engineer. I play as a soldier because I didn't know you can switch.
I have Mass Effect 1. Never got into it, so...
I'm looking forward to Part 3.
Yes.
Some new details will be provided on the link below.
Yeah, you can check out the link at the bottom. I know that you're happy about this, but let's go with this one later, right?
All right.
Valve hints at possible Half-Life 3 Episode 3?
Yeah. Half-Life 2, Episode 3.
Wouldn't it be Half-Life 3, Episode 1?
No, wouldn't it be Half-Life 2, Episode 3, because they left off at Episode 2.
But they don't have to necessarily end it in Episode 3. They could just jump it to Half-Life 3, Episode 2.
I think that might be a typo.
Probably.
Hold on. Episode 3 or probably Half-Life 3 may be upcoming. So they don't know if it's going to be called Half-Life 3 or Half-Life 2,
Episode 3. So it's like a Star Wars thing all over again, basically, right?
No.
Okay,
never mind. They just don't know what title. They can either continue it off by calling it Half-Life 2, Episode 3, or they can start off fresh by saying Half-Life 3.
Was that a dog that was attacking me?
No, that was me. I like your sweater.
I thought that was Cookie. So these are like the mysterious outline. These are things that...
those are zeros in...
And ones, I guess. I don't know.
No, D's and zeros. It looks like Jesus.
So these are the masking part. Valve teases that Episode 3 or possibly Half-Life 3 may be upcoming through some clever sleuthing denizens of the internet have drawn a link between the hazy hacked Portal 2 information and drawn a handful of conclusions. So I'm not sure what that means. But here's a bunch of pictures. I guess this is from Portal?
No. Portal.
Portal 2, because Portal 2 and Half-Life are like... Or Portal and Half-Life is the same.
From Valve. So it's Counter-Strike and all that stuff.
No, but I mean, like, they actually mentioned... Like,
oh, really?
They actually mentioned Black Mesa and Aperture Science.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I never actually thought of that.
So, apparently... I don't know if this is in Portal 2, but there's, like, hints and stuff here. I don't know. I have no idea. And it's not as interesting as I thought it was. So I'm going to skip that. Sonic Generations. Remember that game we looked at last time?
The one that you already owned twice?
No, this is a different one. Sonic Generations out Holiday 2011. From what I've seen on the trailer, it shows the new Sonic. Like the new modern Sonic that we know with the green eyes, big spiky hair, long legs. And he's running down a grass field like normally Sonic does. And then old Sonic appears.
And they have sex.
No, he appears with the normal Sonic, the fat one, like the little chubby one, the black eyes, like the one from Sega Genesis.
Yes.
They both start running next to each other, and they both look at each other, give each other a high five, and that's where it ends.
If you're thinking it's co-op, it's not going to be co-op.
But that's the thing. Which one would you rather play as? The new Sonic or the old Sonic? Which one do you rather play as? They had this on
Neither,
Facebook, too.
Neither, Sonic sucks.
That is
But I'd rather
fucking
stick
lie.
With probably the old one. The new one looks wonky.
Don't fix it, it's not broken.
That's a very good point, Blind
Bear. No,
he's talking. Blind Bear! That's a very good point, Blind Bear.
Wait, did you even record yourself? Show the handsome people.
Prove that you're brown.
I am brown and I am real.
There we go.
Oh my god, in that little photo, it looked all black.
I know. Whoops, racist. So, no, but seriously, though, which Sonic do you like more?
Probably the old one.
The old one?
I don't know. I like the... yeah, Sonic 2, which is pretty much the old one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the new Sonic. I like the old one, don't get me wrong. I like the new Sonic, but his eyes are green.
The new one?
Yeah. I can't deal with green eyes. His eyes should be black.
Okay, so black. Therefore you like the old one.
Yes. No, but the new one, the physics sucks too. When you run, I can actually do this because people can see. When you run in the new Sonic game and if you let go of the controller, he stops. Where in Sonic 2, if you keep going... Ah, never mind. You've seen the... You've all
seen
the
what we do. We just, like, show things, but no one can see it because this is a podcast.
Speaking of awkward, so you sent me a message the other day talking to me about something called Project Cafe, right?
Yes.
What is Project Cafe?
Apparently, it's a new Wii 2. Actually, I was actually looking at some things today. See how I used actually twice?
That's good. That means you really mean it.
That
shows
that I really, really know what I'm talking about. I was looking at some IGN stuff and blah, blah, blah. Apparently there is a trend that went on with Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Seems like they release a game, a system, every 5 years. 5 years, a couple of months.
No, but that's the way it always was from all the systems back in the day.
Yes, but it goes even up to the Nintendo Wii. The time still is 5 years. So it's saying, is the new Wii 2 going to be 5 years?
Well, we had
which our, technically is the end of this year.
We had our thing saying that the next 5 years is not going to be any new consoles.
Up to 2015, because that's 5 years. Yes. And apparently they're saying it's a possibility. There's not as much details. There's not as much details. But it's in, apparently, they're saying whoever the owner dude is, some Asian guy.
Yeah, I give
up. Yeah, I give up. Some Asian guy, that's how it's going to end on the video?
Yes.
Some Asian guy. apparently, one of the guys was saying that if he is not going to put it into the works yet until they've sold a few more million systems.
Wow.
I think 45 to be exact. Because I think they see that there's still the potential to make lots more money on the original Wii.
Yeah.
But
oh, of course. The Wii sells like one of the best selling
systems. Did you know it sold more than the PS3 and the Xbox combined?
Yeah.
I thought it was individual. Combined? What the hell are the sales going on?
The thing, for like 2 years after the Wii was released, you still couldn't find it in stores.
I had to steal mine.
I gotta buy a new
buy
one.
It from the guy who stole it.
Actually, the guys at High Tech are gonna sell me theirs for $60. The
really?
Wii. Yeah.
Really?
Because mine's still broken. I can't fix it.
Did you get your pace?
I did get my pace.
You got your pace?
I got my pace. I did, but I pulled and wires went out. So.
So you're not even what you're doing?
I gotta solder it, but I don't want to T2 my Wii. So.
Well, if you end up giving up, I could give it a shot.
All right, I'll do that then. But it says here that the new Project Cafe, as it's called, we've heard that the machine, and I quote here, we've heard that the machine will be more powerful than current gen systems, meaning Nintendo, currently backing a Wii that is weaker in horsepower than the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, will be showing a new console that's more powerful than those current competitors.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. It's going to support HD and a bunch of other mumbo jumbo. And apparently they don't know, they're wondering, will it be in 3D?
I don't see why not.
They say no.
Oh, okay.
They say the reason why is unless, because the 3DS is a huge success.
Yeah.
But the reason is the 3DS has a built-in 3D screen.
Mm-hmm.
Unless Nintendo gives us a free screen.
With every purchase of
the system? Yes, which is not going to obviously happen.
Yeah.
Or unless they decide to release the Wii 2 10 years from now when 3D TVs has been reduced.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that's on their plate. Yeah, because no one's going to want to buy the Wii and then have to buy a 3D TV. And
that's what that's what PlayStation thought we were going to do with the 3D effect.
Yeah, which I don't think is a really big success yet. So it's not going to support 3D, but it's not, you know, it's in the up in the air and they're, you know, office brainstorming ideas. The Wii 2 is going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like I said, it's still in development.
They said if it's going through their trend every 5 years or so, it should be released or details should be exposed this E3 in 2011.
Yeah, which should be...
Which hopefully... You never know. It might be a little teaser.
Oh, if only we could go to that.
Oh, I know.
I'd love to
go to E3. You never know. The future is bright.
The future is bright.
So, maybe it will be released, but nonetheless, I probably won the bet. We're almost certain it's going to happen.
Yeah. I've also heard rumors about the Wii saying that the control itself will feature a built-in high-resolution screen.
Yeah, I texted you that, but you're also probably...
Oh, you told me that, too.
Yeah, I texted you. Yeah, I said that apparently it's supposed to have a 6-inch screen.
But it's touchscreen, from what I've heard.
Whoa!
So I don't know how that works. Like, are you going to be seeing the map on the controller?
It could be kind of like how the GameCube did it with The Legend of Zelda. One of The Legend of Zelda, I think it's the Wind Waker. If you have a Game Boy Advance,
yeah,
you can hook it up.
It kind of...
And the Game Boy Advance itself acts like, hey, keep it down there!
And shut
the
up!
And the Game Boy Advance is actually the map, and you can actually buy things off of it.
Sorry, my girlfriend came into my pockets. What do you need? Your purse? Oh, I moved it somewhere. I don't know where it is. Oh, right here. Brown purse? I'm sure this is in Rui's.
Hey, that's
no
problem. My purse.
So
that's what it could be. It could offer... Just
remember the Dreamcast did something like that? They had the LCD little screen?
Yeah, but I think that's more of like a little memory card feature.
Yeah, but I mean, it was still like a little game within the game.
No, it's like a Digimon thing. You can actually pull it out and it has buttons on it, yeah. Too. Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah,
so, I don't know, I'm just saying. It's been done before, so...
No, I wouldn't be surprised if that is. That is actually kind of cool that you could look at the controller and it'll have the map on it. But who knows?
It says here that that HD console ports would be very easy for developers once Project Cafe comes out. It would also include backwards compatibility with both the Wii, including all peripherals, and GameCube games, so far it said. The controller has a 6-inch touchscreen, a front-facing camera, for some reason, D-pad.
I think it's going to be a 2-in-1 system. I think it's going to be like kind of like a DS, which you'll have. And that's why it's probably Project Cafe, where you can just go to a cafe and just play.
Yeah.
And then when you bring it home, it syncs up with your Wii 2. Like, maybe save files, maybe the game, like, hooks up that way, like, syncs up.
Yeah.
So maybe it's going to be a portable Wii and an actual Wii. Who knows? That'd be pretty cool. So instead of shit turning off your system because you have to go to work, you can continue playing on the way to work.
Well, that's what they were saying about the new PSP, the NGP.
PS2Go?
Yeah, no, NGP. That's what they were saying about that, when you could continue the game on your NGP. Because it's going to have as much powerful system as the PS3.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. But then again...
So maybe the Wii...
I also said I'm 12 inches long, but I'm not... I'm like...
Feet is that long.
They are that long. Stop clawing at me, dog.
Sorry.
Girl. Stop clawing at me, dog.
So apparently, maybe the Wii took that and said maybe we should do something similar to that and we can actually pull it off.
Who knows? I wonder if they're going to be...
The future is bright.
I wonder if they're going to be using motion controls.
Probably not.
Really? They have to use some of it if it's Wii compatible.
Yeah, but how many Wii games actually use a Wii motion?
Most of them do.
I know. I'm just poking at the fun.
Yeah. And that's all the news for today, I guess. It's gonna be a little awkward podcast because I don't have all my stuff with me. So, and also I hate laptop. Hey, I heard my ears burning. What do you guys say?
I can't tell you. There's a guy I know with the same birthday.
Oh, sweet birthday talk. My birthday's in November. Stop clawing me, dog.
Bro, I said I'd stop.
Sorry. Alright, so that's all the news for this week. I don't know, Project Cafe seems like a fun little thing. I don't know, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I miss my Wii. I don't know if I'm going to buy a new Wii if this is going
to
come out.
Well, if you're going to buy for $60, go for it. But at least let me try to repair your
phone. Speaking of which, the guys at High Tech have a Nintendo system, which I believe Brown Bear already has. It's a Nintendo cart, Nintendo and the Super Nintendo modded together.
Whoa!
So that's actually really cool. There's two slots, so you can play Nintendo and Super Nintendo
games. How much?
$60.
$60, totally worth it.
Yeah, maybe I should buy it.
He has it. I was thinking about getting it because my Nintendo doesn't work.
What does it look like?
I don't know. What
does it look like? A toaster?
No, I wish it looked like an Angry Video Game Nerd.
That was a nice toaster.
That was awesome.
My mom would probably put toast in it.
That'd be cool. That's all for news, I guess, right now, right?
Yeah. This doesn't seem like it's going to be a short one. We still have quite a few to talk about.
Well, up next, Gareth is having his interview with Linkara!
I don't know any audio.
Welcome to the top of the fourth wall. Bad comics burn.
Sure.
Linkara's going to... A lesson you won't learn. Nazi, not the smartest. Linkara!
I don't know.
Where'd you purchase that? Linkara!
If I say yes, will you stop?
Because
I'm not going to say it.
Linkara! Sorry, I love Linkara. I'm a huge fan of Linkara, along with... I'm a huge fan of everyone in that guy with the glasses. Spoony, obviously Nostalgia Critic, Linkara, Iron Liz, who else is on?
Mars Girl. That guy with the glasses.
You just watch that one, yeah. But Linkara, he reviews bad comics, basically, and he does a great job. I was watching a whole bunch of them actually this week because I'm at my sister's place. I no longer have Netflix, and when I go outside for a smoke, I bring my laptop or my sister's laptop outside because I can, and I'm watching.
Some guy mugs you.
We're just living in alley. So I'm watching Linkara videos, and I watched the one where he reviewed the Backstreet Boys comic book.
The comic book?
Yeah, Backstreet Boys comic book. Lady Gaga comic book, which Iron Liz actually kind of argued, not argued, but her opinion was different than what he said on a Lady Gaga comic book.
Yeah.
And who else was it? Oh, Batman and Robin All-Stars. I mean, go to thatguywiththeglasses.com or Top the Fourth Wall, and you can check out all the, like, their videos and stuff. It's really funny. I really enjoy his stuff. And Gareth actually had an interview with him, which is pretty fucking cool because I love Linkara. And here's the interview. Take it away, Gareth. Enjoy.
Bye. No, I'm not going anywhere.
Not yet.
Hello there. Lonely? Nothing to do? No one to talk to about video games? Well, pick up the mouse and finger in Paramax.com. We offer such great things such as reviews, interviews, top 10s. And what happened? What did happen? Go to Paramax.com to find out more. We're sex for your ears. Tell your friends, the more the merrier.
Okay. Hello, everyone on the podcast. We are joined today by Linkara. He's the writer of Atop the Fourth Wall, where he has a magic gun, which he still hasn't told us where he purchased.
Renaissance Festival.
Cool. And Where Bad Comics Burn. Apparently, this has got some numerous complaints from Al Gore. Tell us, Linkara, how do you respond to the claim that burning bad comics has caused the ozone hole?
Well, since they weren't burning comics back when the ozone hole was created, and, you know, what was that molecule called? Chlorofluorocarbons, I believe it was, were doing that, weren't they? Like, from refrigerators? So, yeah, that's ball crap.
Damn. I guess I'll have to start making accusations supported by evidence and reason. Anyway, he also was very lucky enough to make a Short Pact cameo. If, for anyone who doesn't know, Short Pact is a very good webcomic about people who work in a toy shop. Also, if the creator of that comic is listening, please get Robin and Leslie back together. It was so satisfying when they finally got together.
Agreed. Get them back together.
I was like, yes, when they finally got together. It was brilliant. Okay, so, Linkara, what are you reading? Before we go on to the topic at hand, what are you reading at the moment?
What am I reading at the moment? I'm reading JSA, Teen Titans, Booster Gold, Batgirl, Birds of Prey, Secret Six, Deadpool. Also, just a quick note, is someone typing on a keyboard over there? Because I keep hearing tapping as if someone's hitting like a space bar.
Oh, sorry, Ellie's playing Pokemon.
Ah.
On the DS. Right, well, at the moment. Oh, how is Deadpool at the moment? Because I stopped around the time he went to Vegas.
I'm enjoying it. But then again, I have lower taste than other people when it comes to some stuff.
I know, Deadpool's just awesome. Okay, now before I start, I'm going to do some recommended reading. We've got the obvious Killing Joke, written by Alan Moore, whose work has been butchered in movies. I'm talking to you, Wachowski brothers. You should be ashamed of yourself for the V for Vendetta movie. Joker's Last Laugh, Oracle the Cure, and the Birds of Prey comic, which both Linkara and Ellie read. Birds of Prey is currently on either issue 10 or 11 of its second volume. Now, we're here to talk today about the Women in Fridge. Now, this was initially brought up by Gail Simone in a website where she listed this, and basically she summed it up as, if you kill off the characters that women and girls readers enjoy, they're going to lose interest.
Well, the exact idea behind Women in Refrigerators is that there was a huge, and there still is, a huge amount of female characters who are killed, maimed, depowered, or just otherwise mutilated or harmed strictly for the advancement of a male character's story.
Mm. Or even in their own stories, where they get thrown into pointless 12-issue interludes. This attitude towards women was shown with the original Batwoman. She was killed off despite fans liking her because it was felt by the staff at DC that they had Batgirl, so having another female Bat character was surplus to requirement.
Well, plus she was also a holdover from the Silver Age, and they were trying to distance themselves from the more goofy stories at the time.
It's weird how it sort of swings back that with Grant Morrison and Geoff Johns bringing the Silver Age back.
That's because they're fans of those old stories, yeah. And especially and a lot of the older, and since they were, you know, growing up on it, now they have the power, and now they're restoring everything that was lost. And the next generation, the same thing will happen with all these stories. It's a big cycle.
Yeah, people of this generation, please don't do that. I don't want to have to read this situation where we just cycle back and forth to different situations every 10 years. You know, just work with what you've got and move on, please. Pretty please. Now, a good example of woman in fridge is Stephanie Brown. She was, she was tortured to death by the Black Mask in the War Games story. She was being regarded as a woman in fridge because she didn't have any sort of mention or cabinets like the one Jason Todd had. However, it should be noticed the aftermath of her death was dealt with in a story, War Crimes, a story that is incredibly horrible because while trying to avoid making Stephanie Brown a woman in fridge, it makes one out of Leslie Tompkins.
Well, with Stephanie Brown, it was that she was basically tortured in a very sexual manner and put into sexualized posing. So, yeah, that's kind of sick right there as it is. But on top of that, she was killed off to motivate Robin's story and Batman's story. Mm. And beyond that, the thing with Leslie Tompkins was that they basically ruined two characters at once. First of all, by making Stephanie Brown stupid enough to initiate the entire war game scenario, and then by making Leslie Tompkins someone who has been so vehemently against killing or of death of any kind, suddenly she deliberately killed Stephanie Brown purportedly to motivate Batman to stop his crusade, which is just so stupid on so many levels.
Also, anyone who doesn't know, in the Road Home miniseries, Stephanie Brown gave her justification for her actions. She basically said, "I may have done the plan, but it was your fault the plan existed in the first place." Yes, Stephanie, it's Batman's plan that you acted a plan without actually researching the variables and how that plan was supposed to work.
To mention Batman apparently just leaves his files open for anyone to find and doesn't have security systems inside of his own computer sectors.
Yeah, I mean, God, that's just... Now, one thing that has been said, and could very well be true, is that it's not necessarily women directed at women, it's secondary characters, and women have tended to make up the numbers there as opposed to the main characters.
The thing is that it doesn't matter if they're a main or a secondary character, it's that women are put into these horrible positions. I mean, you don't see many stories about men getting raped. I can think of two that come off the top of my head, and one of them wasn't really treated as much about a rape or violation. Would be Starman when he was raped by the Mist, and the Hulk when he was raped in the future. And long story, but that's the thing. It tends to happen to women more, and it tends to be because it's a woman thing that it's a woman thing that happens. It's a thing that happens to women in particular. Well, because a lot of these stories are not really supposed to be about them, as a result, their characters are considered less important, and it's all about the hero, the male hero getting his revenge for this horrible thing that happened to a woman, instead of it being about the woman who, you know, just suffered this tragedy.
Yeah.
Or when they lose their powers. Women losing power tends to happen a lot more than men. Hell, I can't even count how many times it's happened to Dr. Light.
Oh, it's happened to Spider-Man recently, though. It almost threw me off the comic completely. I'm only possibly staying around because I like the secondary characters. They took away his spider sense.
How many times has Spidey lost his powers, though?
Oh, God, it's every time he feels slightly miffed about something. Now, a recent woman in Fridge is, of course, J. Jonah Jameson's wife. J. Jonah Jameson, for anyone who doesn't know, is now the mayor of New York. And his wife was killed off in a rampage by Alistair Smythe. Sadly, I don't know much about the character, but she was killed off in the exact issue I thought, wow, this character's really interesting. Go on.
Yeah, I believe her name was Marla. I don't know that much about her. But I know that she had a rich history and a relationship with J. Jonah Jameson, and the fact that they killed her off strictly to advance his story.
Yeah.
Which, again, classic fridging.
Mm.
The one I always bring up is Leanne Harper, who died, I think, now a year or two ago in the pages of DC's Cry for Justice, killed off strictly to enhance the story of Roy Harper and his character, in fact, has taken steps backward now as a result of it.
And they're only just cleaning up the damage possibly now. I would actually recommend
people to hunt out the actual Women in Refrigerators website that Gail Simone created back in about 1999 that has a full list of examples of the time of both superheroines and supporting characters who were killed, maimed, raped, mutilated, or just otherwise harm to advance the stories of male characters.
Okay. Also, I forgot to mention, as everyone, Linkara reviews bad comics, and Cry for Justice is one of these. Also, as an extra added bonus, he does do little skits and things, well, little episodes at the end of each of these original stories, which is why I'd recommend you watch his videos from the beginning. My personal favourite, before we move on, is his Dead or Alive Silent Hill review, which has probably one of the best stories he's ever done, with probably the best acting. It's just brilliant. Now, you're welcome. Like I said, as I told you last time, the whole issue of could he have a daughter, it wasn't just that we didn't think you could think that. It's just that since it was so obviously not true, it ruins the immersion a bit. Not sure if that helps or not. Sorry.
Well, in fairness, when I originally conceived of it, I wanted to leave it ambiguous about whether or not it was true or not, but I figured it would be a bad idea to continue to have me, who's considered a big hero in the storyline, to have that kind of hanging over things.
You know what's embarrassing? For about 3 minutes, I didn't even think of the age thing. I did at first think, oh my god, he's the oh. That's really embarrassing. Moving on to Barbara Gordon. One thing I was hoping you could clear up. Is she Gordon's daughter or niece?
Officially she's his daughter, though I think it was Frank Miller who introduced... It was somebody, I think it might have been Frank Miller, who introduced the idea long ago that she might have been his niece that he adopted at a young age.
Hmm. I suppose it would make sense, because Gordon and his wife split up quite early, and she was only just pregnant with James when they went to Gotham. Okay, so Barbara Gordon was crippled in The Killing Joke, and this was done to drive her father mad by the Joker, and to prove that all you needed to become mad was one really bad day. The story frames around developing the Joker's, I'm not sure if ideology is the right word.
His backstory.
Yeah.
Or at least his potential backstory. As he says, if he's going to have an origin story, he'd prefer it be multiple choice.
Mm. You know, before we move talk about Batgirl, that's what leaves me with one interesting thought. What would happen if the golden lasso thingy of truth was used on the Joker? I would love to see those results. They could do so much.
The thing is, it compels one to tell the truth that they know. If he doesn't know the truth, then he doesn't know it.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying it would force him to reveal the truth. I'm just saying it'd be interesting what it could do with his psyche. I mean, would he be immune? Would he spew out nonsense? You know. Okay. And one thing I forgot about Stephanie Brown was that there is a when she was killed, her bringing back to life was a retcon, but there is one piece of Grant Morrison writing that I always find amazingly ironic when I look back to it, which is in The Resurrection of Ra's al Ghul, Tim Drake has the option to, you know, take some of the Lazarus pit, and this is, you know, viewed as a, you know, will he or won't he be corrupted? And in the Lazarus files, he has pictures of the, you know, people who, you see pictures of people who he's lost. His father, killed by Captain Boomerang, after at one point being crippled, and at another point his wife dying. Poor character. His friends, Connor Kent, who he started wearing his black cape for, and Stephanie Brown. And it's incredibly ironic that he almost got corrupted over a dead woman who wasn't really dead.
In fairness, though, he thought she was dead, and he kept having people around him die, so...
Yeah. It's just, though, things like that, that incredible irony, make you think that there might actually be something to what the Joker said in The Killing Joke about, you know, it all being what the comedian said about it all being one big joke, none of this making sense. You can sort of see his point when you look at how these things develop.
I kind of see his point, but at the same time, I reject it. Because, obviously he didn't. Any individual person is not going to react exactly how you expect them to.
Oh, sorry, I don't mean about the turning people mad. I just mean about how, you know, truly messed up things can be. If, you know, he's, you know, mourning over a not dead, dead woman, stuff like that. Okay, not to condone Joker, God knows.
Life is weird in the DC universe.
Okay, so she was, and in The Killing Joke, the story focuses on Batman, the Joker, and James Gordon. The roles that Barbara plays, well, she gets shot, and while she's helping her dad with a scrapbook, and she's in the hospital, and she tells Batman tells Batman what's happened.
Yep, Barbara Gordon getting crippled by the Joker, yeah, that's a classic example of a fridging. It's just, how did the writers actually do something with it? I think Alan Moore said that he regretted doing it later on, but at the same time, in the end, her character has been strengthened by it. Not that she wasn't a strong character before. She was a senator before that, apparently. I didn't read some of the earlier stories before that, but I just have read what other people have said. But as Oracle, she's taken a much larger role in the DC universe since then. And it's not the fact that she is crippled. It's the fact that she used it as the impetus for her to start doing something different with her life and still being a hero in her own right.
Now, I think I remember reading a story, because I've got Batman in the 40s and Batman in the 70s. And there was a story in it where I think she's a senator. She's with Robin, and get this, they have to fight the spirit of Benedict Arnold, who has been strengthened by brought back by the devil, in order to weaken the spirits of America.
That God, I love comic books.
Ridiculous right-wing trash. No offense to right-wing people. I know not all of you are that. Just, no.
Are you kidding? That sounds freaking awesome.
It's just so much like America has a soul, and we are, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, tell that to anybody who's read The Authority. If I recall correctly, there's a character who is literally the spirit of the 20th century.
Heck, and Captain Nazi's been retconned into being the spirit of Nazism.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to comic books, dude. This is how it works. We've got jet-powered apes and time travel and the spirit of Benedict Arnold being brought back by the devil.
I know, I just think it's a bit, you know, egotistical in America's... Anyway, now what's interesting about Barbara Gordon is that she was shot as Barbara Gordon, not Batgirl.
Yep.
So this makes her more of a victim, not a fallen hero. In fact, you could say that being Batgirl had absolutely no influence either way. In fact, didn't save her from what happened.
Pretty much.
Hmm. Now, as you said, it's what's happened since that, in my mind, stops her from being a woman in fridge. She is a staple part of the DCU, and I never learnt why she disappeared, but when she has, Batman has commented more than once that they relied on her too much.
And a lot of writers relied on her too. Basically, it was a crutch for the writers. Instead of having Batman do actual detective work, you just call up Oracle and ask, okay, who is this person? Okay, there, okay, let's go get him. That's the problem when you have a character who is as information savvy as Oracle is. Sure, it's great to have her around, she's a great resource and a great coordinator and leader, but at the same time, it's easy for writers to just say, wow, she can look up anything and hack into anywhere and she'll figure it out.
Interesting, thank you, Eddie, for reminding me. The death of Oracle storyline seems to have put pay to that. Where it seems to be, at first I thought it might be her dying, no, it's not. It's not her being healed either. It's, actually she's retiring from the Oracle role because, well, she's just too...
Well, she's retiring from the well-known Oracle role. Basically, too many people know about her, the villain community knows about her, and since she's such a big resource for heroes, it's now easy for them to go after her and hunt her agents and basically try to discredit her and the people she works with. So she's still going to stay on active duty with the Bat Crew and let a lot of people know that she is still alive, but she wants more people to think that she's dead than she actually is. On top of this, she's still going to have another character who is now going by the name of Proxy fulfill that same information role for heroes so that they're not in a jam.
Which, thanks for mentioning Proxy. That brings me on to my next point. She is a mentor figure. For example, Proxy, who was in a coma, but then... And actually, she's the daughter of the villain Collector, and he even tried messing around with the anti-life equation to bring her back. She awoke of her own accord, but has been crippled from the waist down. She also...
It's already kind of silly, considering the anti-life equation is not supposed to do anything but make you a slave.
Really, you don't need the anti-life equation for that. If you want to make someone a slave, you know, there are cheap cufflinks down in Ann Summers. Now, also, in Batgirl Redemption, she protected Batgirl. She knew what Batgirl might possibly do while she was hunting down Deathstroke, but she protected her from a very overtly suspicious Nightwing. Nightwing just sort of in absolute hates at that point. And also, when Batman was crippled himself in Nightfall, she called him to make sure he was okay, and to sort of, well, not to make sure it's okay, to give him advice. What I really wish they'd done, now correct me if they've done this, was focus on how she reacted to finding out that Batman was healed. Because, I mean, come on, she's been crippled for so long. He was crippled for, like, 5 minutes before he was cured. I mean, I know she's a great person, but...
I can't remember if they did or not. I think they did, but I can't be absolutely certain.
I mean, it's just... like I said, I know she's a great person, I'm not expecting her to go all bitter, but just something, if you get me.
Hmm.
Alright, there are two sides to the women in Fridge, when it comes to men. One, that the aftermath be overly dominated by their perception, or one that, obviously, that it's not looked at at all. One theory I have, as this is just my personal theory, as to why it might be ignored, is that at the end, writers might kill off or do something to a female character at the end of their run. And then a new writer comes on, and however neglectful of his character, he wants to do his own stuff. You know, he doesn't want to play with the other writer's toys. He wants to, you know, bring in his own toys. Of course, that's just a theory. I don't know how good it is. But Oracle, what happened to Oracle has definitely not been forgotten. As the cure showed, she's clearly suffering PTSD. She was sleeping on someone's sofa, someone who she was using their computer, and when he woke them up, her up, she was startled, saying, "I thought you had a were holding a camera."
Yeah, the thing is, from what I understand, you never really recover from these things. You only survive it, and you try and you get better as best as you can. And of course, Barbara's still going to have some issues with it, but she's confronted the Joker multiple times now since then.
And she wondered whether or not what part was worse, the fact that he shot her through the spine, well, through the stomach and the spine, or whether, because for people who don't know, he undressed her, not rape. I mean, that, I just...
He undressed her and took photos of her to basically humiliate, James Gordon.
Yeah. And, she wondered which was worse, the shooting or the camera. She didn't come to a definite answer, but it's clearly something that clearly every part of the experience has deeply affected her. In The Last Laugh, we have the final page told through her perspective, where she's in her watchtower or whatever she's in, and she's looking on the screen and she's telling us all these wonderful, you know, foolproof security measures that are keeping him in prison. And she's, you know, saying they'll keep him in. Basically, the tone of her last words of the comic is, they'll keep him in, right? And you can tell how vulnerable she is from that perspective.
Hmm.
Of course, the Joker was then let out of prison by an imp from the fifth dimension, but who could have seen that coming? As far as I'm concerned, if you can't, you know, hold it down as something you put on your insurance, you can't be blamed for not expecting it.
Indeed.
Now, and she has wondered whether or not she would kill the Joker, of course. And the male characters have thought about it a lot. Batman, whenever he gets in the mood where he's going to kill the Joker, he thinks of Barbara Gordon. Jason Todd, who is one of my favourite characters, as long as he's only being written by Judd Winnick, and not Tony Daniels, who did evil, evil things to the character, or Grant Morrison, who did things that I disagreed with, but can ultimately see how they fit into his take on the Batman mythos. Commented, you know, the friends he has crippled. And, you know, he thinks back to Barbara when he almost kills Joker in Hush. And finally, in No Man's Land, the Joker, after shooting Sarah Essen Gordon, Gordon shoots him in the knee and he's going, "Oh no, I'll be crippled." And laughs because he gets the joke, that it's a sort of form of revenge for his daughter.
Hmm.
One thing about that, do you know, has anyone ever explained why the Joker didn't initially find it funny when he shot Sarah Essen? Because that just seems like a real character inconsistency. Of course.
Why he didn't think it was funny when he shot her?
Yeah. I mean, he did start acting up when he had an order.
There's no easy answer to understand the Joker. He's just insane.
Yeah. A while back, I got on a complete Joker binge, so I collected stories which could help me understand the Joker. I almost collected, was it Distant Fires, where they all become unsuperheroed?
Yep.
For that purpose, but thankfully I forgot about it and I saw Linkara's review and I was saved from it.
Him supposedly becoming sane, it has no bearing on the actual story. It's just one stupid random bit that they included.
Yeah. In that, the only consistency to his character I found out so far is, of course, how his thing with the Batman. Kevin Smith in Batman Cacophony?
Cacophony.
Has him summed up as, I don't hate you because I'm crazy. I'm crazy because I hate you. And before he gets on to the topic at hand, a great Joker book is Batman Going Sane. Right, now, throughout this, we've talked about women in Fridge. Could you tell us your personal, most hated women in Fridge?
My personal what?
Your personal, who is the first woman or girl you think of when you hear the words woman in Fridge? And try not to say Leanne Harper. I know you want to, but try to, broaden it out a bit.
I probably think of the original woman who started it, which was Kyle Rayner's girlfriend, Alex, who was killed by Major Force and then stuffed in a refrigerator.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, was Major Force even the type of villain who would do that? Because I've never heard of him outside that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know much beyond of Major Force's history before his interactions with the Green Lantern.
I mean, at least with the Joker thing, that made sense, but... my personal woman in Fridge, who I think this character was screwed over so badly, was Madeline Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Madeline Pryor, her whole character development basically rested on what the writers wanted to do with Scott Summers. When he was trying to, when they wanted him to move away from her, move away from Jean after she died and, ends his life as the X-Men. The relationship was all strong and independent. She even slapped him when he thought she was Jean, sort of her own woman. Of course, when they decided they wanted him back, they sort of tried to get rid of, they set her up with her replacement bloke was her husband's brother, which is not really good. And then finally, when they brought Jean back, they just tossed her aside, made her a mad clone. Now, I know they did use the clone thing quite a lot as an X-Men, and you've got all these different characters out of it, but it's just, they used the character because they wanted to do something with the man character, and then they tossed her aside when it became inconvenient.
Pretty much.
I mean, did they not see the value, what it could have been interesting, keeping her around as maybe a single mother for a while, and Scott, he's got his juices to the X-Men, but he realized how, how high and dry he's left her, and...
Well, and that entire story, the entire story revolving around Cyclops just really further goes to show just how damaged and crappy a character Cyclops is these days, or even back then.
I mean, at least when he started dating Emma after Jean died, and apparently that was made okay by Grant Morrison because he had to be told by his wife to go with her.
Yeah.
Beast showed, how he didn't like him much because of what he did, and their daughter, what's their daughter, Rachel, changed her name. That was at least a good reaction to us all. Now, fine, we've talked about everything I've got on my neat notes, apart from what I wanted to end with. We've talked about Woman in Fridge and killing off his girlfriend. In Blackest Night, when the loved ones came back as space zombies to tear out their hearts and bring back Necron, yep. They brought back Who was his girlfriend back? The one in the fridge? Alex came back, and of course, she came back and she was in a fridge. A black lantern fridge, which I just thought was hilarious.
Well, the industry is as much aware of it as anyone, basically because rooming in refrigerators is what got Gail Simone basically on the map, along with her column, You'll All Be Sorry. So the industry is aware of it. It's just whether or not they agree with their decisions about saying, well, yeah, but it wasn't a fridge because such and such and such.
Yeah. I just thought it was great coming back to haunt the main character, and I thought it could have been a great metaphor, though. I know for personal reasons she would have attacked Kyle, that's how it worked, if she could have attacked one of the female characters, because then you would have had the fridge itself attacking... Oh, that would have just been... Well, I think it would have been funny. Sadly, though, a Red Lantern Blender has yet to be forthcoming. Okay, well... That's everything. Thank you so much for joining us, Linkara. For anyone who doesn't know, this podcast was actually done 2 months ago, but it didn't record my voice. Linkara here was kind enough to make a reappearance.
Yep, and hopefully we'll get both voices, because otherwise worry, I'll see you again in 2 months.
Yeah, don't worry. I checked this time. Now... Go to thatguywiththeglasses.com for a top of the fourth wall. You can also read his blog, which hopefully he'll be kind enough to mention us on. That is in no way a hint at all.
Long you give me a link to the podcast, I'll put it up there.
Well, thank you. And he does mention what reviews he'll be doing next, though I don't like to read that. I love the surprise. just got to one last question before you go. Will we be seeing the Entity or any more of Lord Vice anytime soon?
Yep, you'll be seeing. Well, you won't be seeing the Entity, but there will be more Entity stuff over the next few months, and definitely something coming very soon.
Oh, good. Because I don't know. I know Linkara doesn't believe him at the moment, but it's so obvious true. Villains don't do much without even some sort of reason, and you know, why stick to that whole story? When he had a big empire, when he didn't believe it. You know, surely a big story like A Threat Is Coming is something you do when you have a tiny empire and need to expand it. When you've got a big one, surely you don't even need to bother. it's like how I hate Cardassian trials. If you're going to make them guilty straight away, why bother with the trial? Just shoot them. It's much quicker.
Different culture, different philosophy.
Fair enough. Well, I'll wrap it up now. Thank you so much, and have a good evening.
Hey, you guys like us?
Want to know more about us?
Well, just ask us.
Shoot us with anything, and we'll read on the podcast and answer it.
What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Who's your favorite character?
Mario.
Sonic.
Ask us anything, and we'll answer it on the podcast. We even have prizes to give away.
Actually, no, we don't.
What?
Not yet.
Really?
Yeah.
But still, ask us a believe in the comment below, or email questions to Kevin at Paranerds.com.
Yeah. And we're back.
You got to say it again while we're recording.
I hate you guys.
Try it again. Go ahead.
You're teasing me, right?
No, go ahead.
And we're back.
There we go. Thank you, Niroshan. We speak about you all the time on the podcast. It's the first time you were on
it. He is real.
He is real.
My impersonation was pretty good. And we're back.
I call him Niroshan for some reason. Yes. And yeah, we are back. Thank you, Nero, for bringing us in. And thank you, Gareth, for the interview with Linkara. I really enjoyed it. I love the interviews that he does. And I do agree that women in comics are kind of seen as, you know, as kind of... They always need a man to be there to save them.
Robin's not a woman.
He is a... Wait, you know what? No, he's... Hold on, I'm confused. We got an audience laughing. That's good. Robin is...
Where the hell were you 40 minutes ago?
He's the boy wonder, which makes him...
He wonders if he's a boy.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh.
Yeah, but mind freaky guys?
You're killing Niroshan back there. All right, so we're back again. Thank you very much for the interview. I really appreciate it. It was awesome. And now we're going to be talking about a certain game that no one's really heard of.
Mortal Kombat!
It's Jax, man. Jax.
Come on, it's an ongoing joke.
Who's Jack?
Jack is Jack before he became Jax. Because he cloned himself, so now there's two Jacks.
My dog is eating under my foot.
That's not your dog.
That's not my dog. It's my sister's dog. Alright, so I finally finished the article. What happened to Mortal Kombat? And it was four parts, and I hate doing that because I never mean it to be four parts.
Quincy, is it four parts for the whole entire way?
Well, Sonic, what happened to Sonic the Hedgehog was like four parts. It was four parts as well. So it's kind of one of those things I don't mean to do. We had comments saying, if you read the article on Paranerds.com, you can read the whole thing there. We had a guy named Vortex3D comment saying, the days of having a large roster of characters on a disc is gone. From now on, it's all about paying for more DLCs to add additional characters, starting with the new Mortal Kombat. Because the new Mortal Kombat Lady in Red.
You, but you're still waiting for your list.
Well, I already read about it. That
there's what's a character... the point of buying or pre-ordering your game if you don't even get it? Does that even make sense?
No, it doesn't. I'm going to grab another beer.
I think when you pre-order, they should give it to you the day before for pre-ordering, like a thank you.
Well, what I find stupid is that I pre-ordered the game and I still don't have it.
That's what I just said.
I know, but I'm saying it from back here because it's funnier.
Now say it from down there.
Grab my beer. Sorry. Apologize for grabbing my beer earlier.
That's what I think the bonus should be. If you pre-order a game, you get it a day before. If it's going to be a game that needs to be shipped from a far location, I think they should ship it a day in advance or 2 days in advance.
Yeah, I really wish I had that game. I really want to, I'm like dreaming about it. I had dreams that I got the game and the joystick was small. It was not what I thought it would be. It was, I'm a dork.
It's going to be everything you want it to be.
Hopefully, because I've played this game at the, on
you
PS3.
Open it up and it's an actual built-in screen, so it's like you're looking down. And
so cool, I can play it on the can and stuff. I played the PS3 demo of Mortal Kombat 9, or Mortal Kombat, whatever they're calling it now. I played the...
Just Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I played a demo on PS3, and it was freaking awesome. Like, remember, as soon as I played that, I like, called you. I'm like, dude, you can, like, crush bones.
Yeah,
like,
I think I was wanking off at that point.
It's for the first time in a long time I was excited for a Mortal Kombat game. Like, it looks good. Hey, Brown Bear, you remember seeing it, right?
What?
Mortal Kombat?
What?
You were with me. Or was that you, Nero Champ? And you saw the bones being crushed and all that? Yeah, he just said it was the best thing he's ever seen. I had another guy here talk on our comment section. Osiris, I think his name is. Man, you suck. MK always had a great storyline. Play a game before you write. Which, in response, I said, you are right. I will play the game before I write a 4-page article on Mortal Kombat.
Many Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah. We had another comment here, Rep, saying, I too wish we would see a 40-plus character list at some point. At some point, every character will be played. Stop. Leave me alone, dog.
Bro.
Sorry, it's my actual dog. For fighting games, there's almost no reason to not overwhelm the player, especially for multiple playthroughs or replays. That being said, I'm fine with the amount in the new game. There's like, I think there's like 26 characters or something so far.
Not bad.
There may be a handful I wish was in there that aren't, but a sequel is almost inevitable, as the game is number 2 and number 3 on the pre-order list. I saw yesterday, impressive numbers, gonna sell like hotcakes. I am a tad bit upset that it looks like Xbox users will not get a demo of the game before release. I feel like that's a bold move to do for such an anticipated game, because PS3 had a demo, Xbox did not.
Meh.
I'm forced to watch YouTube videos, which made me pre-order the game. It looks to be an awesome game, though, so I'm feeling pretty positive about this one. So far, everyone's been really optimistic about this new Mortal Kombat game.
But I just want—I just kind of—it so
has. I just kind of want to talk a little bit about Mortal Kombat, the history of it. Now, did you played it as a kid, right?
Yeah.
What did you think of it as the kid when it first came out?
It was great.
Were you scared of it?
No, I wasn't.
Scared. I was fucking terrified of Goro's level. Dun, dun, dun.
I hated fighting Goro because it's too cheap.
Yeah.
But then like, once you get to play him as a playable character, one of the Mortal Kombat games, all
I think
you do
Mortal
is,
Kombat.
I think you just do up, up, down, up, and you do that pounce on your enemy.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do, and you win everybody.
I remember, do you still remember when the game was out in the arcades?
Not too much.
No. I remember that. I remember waiting in line. Not waiting in line. I remember seeing Mortal Kombat. Was it 2? Yeah, it must have been part 2 at the arcade. And people were like dropping quarters on top of it because that means you're next.
Yeah. And I remember, just take them.
Really?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say you're an asshole.
Like hit.
But yeah, I remember like how happy I was to play Mortal Kombat, and it was even happier when I had Mortal Kombat in Sega Genesis because it had blood, obviously,
yeah.
Right? And we spoke about Mortal Kombat before in our top 20 most controversial games because it was, you know, number 1 on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Mortal Kombat was like a great game for its time. I mean, it still is. I still enjoy playing all of them.
Yeah, it's hard.
Oh, it's fucking hard. It's brutal hard. Like I have it on my DS, Mortal Kombat Ultimate, Mortal Kombat, I think it is.
I don't know. I don't have a DS.
Yeah, I think it's that one, but it's hard as fucking hell, and I want to like rip my DS in half, which I could literally do because I have done it before.
No, you can rebuild it.
I can rebuild it. But you know, the games are really good. But I think it was around Mortal Kombat 4 where the game kind of started going downhill.
When they started introducing, I think it might have been 4 when they started introducing the sidestepping, so it's like kind of a 3D.
But that's when it became in 3D.
Which is all right. But then I remember playing one of the characters where he uses the drunken monkey style.
And that's Deadly Alliance.
I just didn't really like... I don't know, it didn't feel like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah,
to me.
Like Mortal Kombat, like if you read the What Happened article, the original 3, and then they had like the... They had Mortal Kombat 4, which wasn't a bad game. Like, it doesn't stand up today. Like, mm-hmm. It's kind of... It's really ugly looking.
But a lot of games from back then.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. But Mortal Kombat 4 was the first game in the series to be in 3D, which is like Sonic. It's like, oh boy, you shouldn't
it's
have.
It's a big step.
It's a big step in the wrong direction. Because mm-hmm. Mortal, like Street Fighter, never went 3D like that, right?
It no, was always just 2D. 3D graphics.
Yeah, but it was always 2D side scrolling, a beat 'em up, right? Like, or a fighting game. The minute Mortal Kombat went to 3D was kind of where they changed everything. Like Mortal Kombat,
a lot of people's moves doesn't work anymore. Sub-Zeros or Scorpius, you just sidestep twice.
Yeah, when get over it happens.
It's like, well, that's all I really had to win.
Yeah, and I played Deadly Alliance. I played all the Mortal Kombat games, to be honest. And Deadly Alliance was okay. I wasn't a big fan of Deadly Alliance, but Deception I was a bigger fan of, where they had like puzzle combat and stuff like that.
I played that one.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one where it's an open world?
Yeah, that's Conquest mode that they added.
I like that.
I didn't like Conquest mode at all. It was an interesting idea, but it was really...
I like it when you're walking by and you see Scorpion just waiting in the forest, like, hey, what's up? And it's like, I'm gonna kick
your
ass.
Yeah, it's good in theory, but it wasn't...
Yeah, but it wasn't great.
It wasn't well executed, I guess you can say.
But it was just the fact that they added in there, which was nice.
Yeah, it was nice to have all these different options, right? But, like, Deception was good. Armageddon, they went back to 62 roster list. 62 people in Armageddon.
Holy shit.
That's a huge fucking list. I have the picture here on Paranerds.com. I'll show you the picture here in a second. That's a huge article. I apologize. I also want to say that, speaking of my DS, this is really off topic, but I was playing, I don't know if you've seen Classic Elite's video on YouTube. I made a deal with them. I said, I'll put up our Metal Gear Solid parody if they put up their Contra video, where I believe it was Scott playing Contra without the Konami code. He beat the whole game without the Konami code.
Well, because I was wondering, like, I played the game without the code because I didn't even remember the code.
But did you
beat it? I don't remember.
He beat it. He recorded the whole thing. It was like 20, 30 minutes long with him, like, commentating. Is that right?
Yeah.
With him commentating on top of it. And it was, I had a blast watching him play, and he beat the game using, I think, one continue for the original Contra. So he's inspired me to play Contra 4 again on my Nintendo DS, so I'm trying to beat that game. Now I'm on stage 4, I still can't beat the game. Because if you beat the game, you unlock the other two Contra games, which I want, right? So I'm still working on it.
Damn. Yeah. They make you work for your money.
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, check out the video on YouTube, go to Classic Elite, L337. Check out the video, it's great. I had a blast watching him play it. I, like, watched the whole... I had two cigarettes outside, so I could watch the whole thing. but yeah, going back to Mortal Kombat, yeah, here's the list of Mortal Kombat Armageddon. Look at the
doesn't
size
look
of the
like
list.
62 or
it's
whatever.
It's 62, yeah.
That's 62.
So it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, and then two unlockable characters.
Dang.
So that's a huge list Armageddon did. So, I mean, like, Mortal Kombat was kind of like, you know, they added, like, motor combat where you're driving the cars and stuff, which is like
Mario
Kart.
That
was
kind of funny.
It was fun. They had the Death Trap. They had fatalities. You know, Armageddon was on the right track, but it was still in 3D. But then Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe came out.
I was very disappointed.
And a lot of people, like, complained about Mortal Kombat. I mean, sorry, before we get into Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe, hold on.
Hey, Brown Bear. Come here for a second. Talk about the Mortal Kombat web series.
Have you seen the web series that they have now?
No,
Mortal Kombat Legacy.
Talking about it.
Yeah, Brown Bear actually told me about the Mortal Kombat Legacy video, and so come here, explain what the video was about.
I don't know.
Well, the first one. I mean,
I remember what it was about.
Sonya Blade and Kano.
Yes. Kano is like some sort of like super evil villain guy, and they're trying to take him down, and Sonya gets captured, and she gets, like, her ass kicked, and Jax goes after her, and hilarity ensues.
Yeah, it was the Mortal Kombat Legacy, it's called, right?
Yes.
Where can watch that? YouTube, I guess?
I saw it off of Gorilla Mask.
Gorilla Mask. Yeah, I watched it on YouTube, I think. I downloaded and put it on my iPod, and the whole thing is Mortal Kombat storyline in modern time, I guess?
Yes.
And so far, I've seen...
So they have iPhones?
I don't know.
They have iPhones, Facebook profiles, you name it. They got it all.
Yes, it's modern times.
Very Facebook.
Modern. So instead of like the Nether realms and stuff like that, it's all modern times.
Interweb.
Yeah. It's all like cops and stuff.
Yeah.
You've seen the second one.
I've seen the second one.
They introduced Kano with the red eye.
They introduced Kano with the wet, with the red eye.
The wet eye.
Red eye.
Oh, it's wet.
His eyes just get wet. But him and Jax Gens is like this whole heated battle, and Jax kicks his ass, and then long story short, Kano ends up with the eye.
Does Jax have the metal arms yet?
Not yet. I think that's coming in the next episode, but in the second episode, it alludes to Jax getting his arms.
Do you know how many
Kano getting his eyes.
Do you know how many episodes there are that they have waiting?
I think 12. I could just be pulling numbers out of there.
12 sounds right.
Seems like a long one.
Yeah. 12 seems like a odd number, but, you know, I could be wrong. Yeah. I could be right.
Before we go on to Mortal Kombat vs. DC, you guys both watched the Mortal Kombat movies, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And I still like it.
The first one, right?
The first one. Second one was garbage.
It was garbage, but I still enjoyed it.
It's like they said, all right, let's take everything good we did in the first movie and throw it out the window this time.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens.
It doesn't matter, but I still liked it.
The first one
was entertaining.
The second one you enjoyed?
It was entertaining.
Suckers! Really?
It was very cheesy, but I enjoyed it. I liked seeing Sub-Zero, even though it wasn't the first Sub-Zero, but it's okay.
I still liked seeing
Scorpion. I still liked seeing characters that I played in a video game.
Because the first Mortal Kombat was really, like, I liked the part with, like, obviously the song.
Your soul is mine.
The song was good, the one that's playing right now in the background.
Oh, that one.
Wait, let's take a second and enjoy the song.
Kano. Yeah, the song was good. They did hinting at the game. Like, at the end, Liu Kang finally uses a fireball. We're like, yeah, that's how you get fucking Shang Tsung out of the way. Shang Tsung morphs.
Mm-hmm.
The battle with Scorpion and, was it Johnny Cage in the forest?
Yes.
Yeah.
That battle was awesome when he had, like, that spear coming out of his hand and, like, attacking him.
It was alive.
And, like, even the skeleton when he takes off his mask and you see the skull blowing fire, like, fatality, that was fucking awesome. Goro looked pretty good, too. Considering he wasn't CGI.
He was a giant puppet.
He was just a giant
stupid. He was two guys, one suit.
Probably. The first Mortal Kombat, even when they, like, introduced characters, like, as soon as Reptile becomes Reptile, it goes like, Reptile. You're like, yeah, Reptile! Do you remember how happy you were when you first saw Scorpion and Sub-Zero on a big screen?
I'm like, what?
And I don't think they fight each other, do they?
No, they just stand there and they're like, what's up? And then Sub-Zero stays and Scorpion leaves.
And then he freezes somebody, right?
No, he also gets defeated by Liu Kang.
Does he?
Yeah, Liu Kang picks up a bucket of water.
Oh, right, and puts that big icicle through him?
Because Katana kept telling him, you know, use the thing that
use
brings,
the force.
That brings life or something.
And he's like,
water.
Water. Water brings life. Yeah, the first Mortal Kombat was really good. The second one, on the other hand, I don't know. I don't like that one. They tried bringing in the animalities.
Which is stupid.
Which is stupid. And the CGI was terrible. Terrible, terrible CGI.
Liu Kang becomes a dragon, really?
He became a dragon in the
game. Is that
even
an animal?
He became a dragon in the game. But it was like what's that movie called? Clash of the Worlds? No.
Clash of Titans.
It looked like that animation. It was like, oh, this is terrible. But they did introduce a lot of characters, like Nightwolf.
And Jack.
Jax was in the second one.
Jax.
Then they introduced Smoker.
Sector, I think, or Cyrax. One or the other.
One of those robot
it was
looking things.
The yellow one.
Sector. Yes.
Yes.
Cyrax, I think, is the red one.
I think so, too. They introduced so many characters, but it was just like, I felt like a very
female,
long...
Female, Shiva.
Shiva. I felt like a very long episode of Power Rangers, like the way that production value was in that one.
But I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you may sit now if you'd like.
Okay.
You're free to go. You're free to go. But to me, like, the Mortal Kombat series has always been a favorite of mine because I do enjoy the characters in it. There's, like I said in the article, the storyline is stupid and, like, it doesn't matter. I've said this before and I'll say it again. The storyline does not matter. You just want to, like...
It's not too bad. It's a tournament.
Yeah, that's all it is. Like, leave it at that, right? Like, whoever wins gains immortality, hence the name Mortal Kombat, right?
That's spelled with a K for some reason. You get a wish from Calypso.
From Calypso. Mr. Grimm. You beat Twisted Metal. What do you wish for? I wish for your soul, Calypso. Your wish is granted. Steps on him. Thank you for playing Twisted Metal.
Oh, come on!
Get it? Because his soul, his shoe?
I took 2 hours to get to this point.
Yeah, Twisted Metal is fun. But the Mortal Kombat game series didn't need a storyline like it was doing. Like, Scorpion was from the Netherlands, and Sub-Zero killed Scorpion's family. That's why Scorpion is fighting Sub-Zero. And who's really the bad guy, kind of thing.
Actually, that's kind of interesting to know.
It's interesting.
Only between those two characters, not between Goro and Goro had an affair and Shiva was there to, you know, get revenge.
Yeah.
Who cares?
But yeah, it's interesting, but it's like, it's not, okay. Okay, everyone needs like a backstory, but you don't need like a full-grown fucking backstory. Liu Kang, he was a martial artist, he won. That's it. Don't tell me about his father who trained him for years. Don't tell me about his mother who cheated on his father with Goro. Don't tell me any of that shit. Just, that's
so
it.
So was her.
Yes.
That bitch.
But the Mortal Kombat vs. DC Universe, most people see as probably one of the worst Mortal Kombat games out there. It doesn't even feel like a Mortal Kombat game, to be honest, right?
No, it's
just... Because I don't want to be like Fox. I actually bought the game. It took me... How long did it take me to find that fucking game?
Forever.
Yeah.
And when you finally got it, you get rid of it?
I got rid of it because I just wanted to play. I bought it from A&T Games down in Toronto. It was $40 for Collector's Edition. And I played Mortal Kombat vs. DC, and just to get the both campaigns going on.
Yeah.
And the storyline is actually a lot better, considering you have the DC side and the Mortal Kombat side, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you play as the Mortal Kombat side, and if characters from DC Universe starts like kind of going into their universe
through the story. Right?
Through the story.
Yeah.
So the whole time, Mortal Kombat people are like saying to them, "You're in our universe, get out. You're ruining the universe." And if you play the DC Universe, it's vice versa, right? Only at the end do they realize. What?
It's kind of lame. It's like they
but no, it's not. It's not like they just switch the characters. It's a whole different storyline.
Okay. Like you see, like, you're in our universe.
No, you'll see what Lex Luthor was doing. When he wasn't on the screen in the Mortal Kombat campaign. And at the end, they both figure out, like, when... I forget what the fuck his name. Dark Khan? Khan! Khan!
Sean Khan.
No, Dark Khan. That's the name of the guy.
Okay.
When they find out that he was attacking both of them with a rage or whatever, they're like, it looks like we have a common enemy. And Superman's like, yes. Yes, we do. And they both fight Dark Khan. That's how it kind of happens, right? But, I mean, like, the storyline was actually kind of interesting in that one because it was written by a comic book writer. It wasn't good. It wasn't great. But, I mean, for a Mortal Kombat game, it was pretty decent. Like, it was smart. I mean, obviously, Superman could rip anyone's head off if he wants to, right?
But you explained why he couldn't.
Because of the rage thing, they made everyone's powers basically unbalanced, right? So Superman could no longer fly. He could just hover.
Hovering is still flying.
I know, but he wasn't as powerful as he could have been. That's why he's surprised when, like, he gets beaten up by Lex Luthor for the first time. And that's why the Joker's all happy when he finally beats the shit out of Sonya Blade. He's like, I won? I won! I won! For the first time, I won! And then he takes on Jax as well. He's like, nah, don't worry about it. I got this one. And he beats Jax. He's like, yes! That's two for me! So then after that, he goes meet up with Batman. And he's like, come on, Batman. Try to stop me. He beats Batman. He's like, woohoo! I'm on a roll! Because when you're playing as him.
Yeah.
To progress the story, you have to beat him, right? But the only problem that, like, it wasn't a bad game, like, at all. It was still, I enjoyed playing it. I just wanted to get rid of it because I'm not really into fighting games, really. Except for
New Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, except for that one, because I don't know, I love the old-fashioned.
And the fact they were probably going to play Super Street Fighter 4 after this, too.
Yeah, most likely. But I mean, like, I'm not really into fighting games, and honestly, after I'm done the campaign, I'm like, I'm not going to play online, I'm going to get my ass handed to me. But the one problem that people did have with Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe is...
Batman? No. What?
No gore.
Oh, I didn't really notice.
I mean, there's
Flash? Because I hate that. Fact that they made him sucky.
Yeah, he was pretty crappy. No, there was no... Well, there was some kind of gore, but like driblets of blood.
Sorry, I just got distracted there.
Yeah, what are you guys watching? You gotta win. A minute to win it. but the Mortal Kombat DC Universe, there was no fatalities. Well, there were, but they weren't really...
Oh, you were telling me how they just don't show it.
They don't show it. Like, yeah, you know, Scorpion still takes off his mask and burns whoever to death, but... It just, it's like a normal attack when he gets burnt.
Yeah.
He doesn't turn into a skeleton and collapse. They just burn and fall. That's it. Fatality. And, like, of course, superheroes can kill, so they have heroic brutalities, which you guys fucking killed him. It's like the argument you were saying with Batman Arkham Asylum.
When you hang a guy 50 feet in the air and he lands on his neck and his neck's broken. Yeah. And this is unconscious.
Yeah.
But we all know he's dead.
Yeah, heroic brutality. You, like, Superman, or I've only seen the Jokers, but the Joker actually does kill them, but, like, other ones like Superman where he beats the fuck out of you, stomps your face into the ground. So you're fucking dead, dude. There's no way in hell you... Like, they grab you and, like...
Break your neck,
and it's, like, brutality. It's like, no, you're fucking dead. Like, the fatality still exists, like Joker's fatality when somebody... I was playing arcade, and the Joker, he had a gun, he pulled it out, and shot, and then it said bang. And I was like, ah, I get it. And he shot again, and actually shot a bullet. But it killed the person off screen. So it's like...
Well, so we don't know if he's dead.
Well, they, it's not that. It was just, I don't know. It's like, you're missing, Mortal Kombat should never be rated T. It's rated M because Mortal Kombat is the bloody...
Is the new one rated M?
Of course it is.
Alright.
From what I've seen as well. So, I mean, to me, like, Mortal Kombat DC Universe isn't a bad game. It's just that it wasn't what we expected. Mortal Kombat vs. DC? Where the fuck did that come from?
Oh, they do Capcom versus Marvel.
Yeah, but that was made sense. But Mortal Kombat's a bloody fucking game. Like, it's gory. If you can't kill the Superman, then what's the point of making a Mortal Kombat? Might as well make him fight Tekken. DC Universe versus Tekken.
Ooh, that's interesting.
That would be interesting.
Trademark.
Yeah. Sorry, just having a beer. But, like, it wasn't the worst game I played. It just wasn't what I was expecting.
I agree.
Like, I did the fatalities, like, in all the What Happened article, I always put, like, a section there, right, on YouTube. I show you the videos of all the fatalities that have been done.
Yeah.
And if you watch the videos for Mortal Kombat versus DC, it is shite. It's probably one of the worst fatalities you've ever... If you read the comments, people are like, that's it. Like, that's an attack. That's not a fucking fatality, right? But, I don't know. I enjoyed it, but I enjoyed it enough to keep it.
Well, obviously not. Now you have Alan Awake.
Now Alan Wake, it's right there. You can see it. It's a lot of shit that comes in that game, hey?
Oh, it's not Alan Awake.
No, it's Alan Wake.
Which is his last name?
Wake is his last name, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Alan Wake, get it? Awake? Because he wakes? Ha 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 ha. It's a scary game. So far, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm here by myself and my sisters play, so I'm kind of like, I don't want to play. But the new Mortal Kombat game actually looks, like I said, really, really good. And I'm hoping it'll redeem itself, just like Sonic 4 redeemed Sonic.
I don't think it's going to fail.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, from what we've seen, like, I know that downtown Toronto, they had, like, a Mortal Kombat tournament. I asked you if you wanted to go, and you're like, no, probably not.
Yeah, I was, I don't know, tired, lots to do.
All right, which is fine, but I mean, from what
I've played... Also, we're going to go there, spend an hour waiting, and then finally get to play, and then we get our ass handed to us and leave.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have the demo on PS3, so I kind of know what, like, I've kind of had a hands-on preview, well, not preview anymore, considering the game's out, but I have played the game, and, like, there's these cool things that you do where you can only choose a Scorpion or Sub-Zero, I believe.
Ooh.
And they look really good, and all the stage like levels look really well done as well. Like the background's very detailed, and there's moves that you can make when you hold the back bumpers, like on the PS3.
The very sensitive back button.
Yeah, if you hold both of them at the same time when your gauge of the bomb is full, you can do an X-ray attack. So he'll like punch your face very hard, and then everything will go to X-ray, and you see the skeleton, and all you see is like where the knuckle impacts the skull. You see crack, and you see all the teeth just shatter out.
It doesn't happen randomly.
You have to do it.
That's kind of cool.
And it takes like half your health away, but to get that to happen, it takes a long time. So it's kind of balanced. Like you can't just do it one after another. You have to earn it, right?
Yeah.
And there's another one I saw where Sub-Zero actually went into Scorpion's stomach, and you see like the X-ray of his ribs and stuff, and squeezed the stomach.
Ah.
And then half your health is gone. Or he throws you on the floor and stomps on your chest. You see all the ribs just shatter. And he did a fatality on me too. Oh no. A fatality I saw was when, I forgot who it was, but they take your ribs out from behind you, and they stab it in your eyes. Like, they stab it in your eyes, and everything goes into the X-ray mode, so you just see, like, the eye sockets with the skeleton ribs in it, and then they pull down and cut you. It looks so good. I am so...
Well, at least we know the gruesome factor is
Oh, it's bad. But that's what I mean. Like, when was the last time you felt like, wow, this game is gory of a Mortal Kombat game? Like,
everything... the last good Mortal Kombat game.
Like, part two, right? Like, I mean, like, the other Mortal Kombat games did have fatalities, but they weren't as gory. Like, they were more cartoonish than gory.
Mm-hmm.
This one looks realistically gory.
I don't know about realistically.
I mean, like, it's more like, when you pull off a head, it actually, you see the skin rip, and you see the spine rip. You know, as opposed to, like...
So it's detailed gory.
Yeah, it's more detailed, like, more realistic, as opposed to, like, having a guy go into, like, a Sector's stomach and blend him up and shoot out chunks, and the blood all looks chunks.
That's real.
I mean, in Mortal Kombat 2, you can uppercut a guy's head, like, 3 times off his body. That's like, goosh, head, goosh, head, goosh, head. And then, seriously, 3 heads on the floor of the same guy, so...
Really?
Yeah, it's more cartoonish and more stupid, right? But this one looks a lot better. And, to me, what happened to Mortal Kombat is us. We're what happened to Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat kept trying and trying and trying to add more and more stuff, and we just got spoiled. What was the first thing we said when we tried Mortal Kombat vs. DC?
Like, the first thing I said, I want to play Superman.
No, but I meant, like, from the options.
The cool moves.
Well, there was arcade mode, and what else?
What else was there? I think it was just single player.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Well, we had Mortal Kombat.
You gotta be more specific when you say what was the first thing, because that's the first thing I said. I call Superman. Ooh, no, what moves can he do?
We had Mortal Kombat, we had Puzzle Combat, we had Chess Combat, which sucked balls.
Conquest,
the Crypt, all that, gone. Completely gone at Mortal Kombat DC. There was no fatalities, that was gone. It's like, really? You're taking... And the thing is, I found out, is that we don't allow Mortal Kombat to experiment. It's like, we're going to try this. Fuck you, you lost yourself a fan. And that to me is what happened to Mortal Kombat, is we became desensitized to all the violence, and it gave us violence that would have been considered violent back in the day, like shooting someone in the face.
Mm-hmm.
To us, now it's like, well, that's it. That's a normal attack. So I felt like we became desensitized to the gore, to the point that we just want more, more, more.
We got to the point where they can't give us no more, more, more.
Well, they can, because they're doing it now.
Well, now they can.
But they're not experimenting. They're going back to the roots, right? They're like, okay, clearly 3D is not working. Clearly they want gore. Let's give them what they want. Which is like, well, yeah. Why didn't you?
It should be a success.
So, I mean, no more don't give us no more DC universes, because we can't hurt them. It was a nice experiment. Good game. Mm-hmm. But don't give us that ever again if you can't rip the guy's head off. Like, that's what you want. That's the point of Mortal Kombat.
They should have still been able to do it. But they'd probably piss off plenty of people. You can't the DC rip off licenses, Superman's
yeah.
head.
Yeah, they couldn't. So that's the whole point. To me, what happened to Mortal Kombat is us. And that's that.
Good ending.
There will be a couple articles coming out this week. I am working on a new Retro Relapse article on the Spider-Man game. Remember that? For PlayStation 1? Mm-hmm. Basically, I want to see if it's as good as you remember.
Which is not much, but...
I remember a lot, and I'm playing it right now for the PlayStation 1. So, we'll talk about that next week. I'm writing the article on that. And there's something else. Oh, yeah. Another article I'm writing about is talking about peripherals and how they have changed, or have they, kind of thing. Teasing. So, yeah, I guess that's pretty much it.
It's pretty much it. It's a long podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty long. Just going over what we spoke about. We spoke about...
penises.
News, as always. The interview with Link Kara. Again, thank you very much. Check out thatguywiththeglass.com and Atop the Fourth Wall. And again, thank you, Gareth, for the interview. And what happened to Mortal Kombat? Make sure to follow us on twitter.com/theparanerds. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Rate us. Please rate us. We need ratings. Leave comments. Email everything, question, concern to kevin@paranerds.com or...
Rooster@paranerds.com.
And there's one more thing. Oh, yeah. So I want to thank our sponsors. Sponsors. Plural now.
Yay.
Scenic 7PR. Thank you guys very much for all the support that you have been doing for us, Carl. Love you, man. Honestly, love you. And Gamersgate, which are now our sponsor, which is fucking awesome. We have two sponsors now. I'm so giddy. And again, thank you to all our listeners, fans, whatever. And, you know, check out ClassicLead.com as well for their video reviews, because those guys are like, what? Full support.
Mm-hmm.
I love Classic Lead, man.
They're cool guys.
Those guys are really awesome. I love hearing, like, I don't know, whatever they talk about us, they make us sound a lot better than we really are. And I'm like, aw, guys.
Maybe it's because we are better than we think we are.
No, we're not. All right. But I like, follow Classic Lead, check them out, listen to their podcast. I listen to it all the time, and I want more. I'm like, it's like 50 minutes. And I'm like, no, I want an hour and a half. I love listening to them talk, because it's like, damn, they're informative. And also, I'll be working on a new top 10. Which
that's
I won't.
A lot of work you got.
I know. I only have one exam next week, so I have absolutely nothing to do in my life right now. And we're gonna play some Street Fighter 4 right now.
That's right.
So, we'll talk to you guys next week, right?
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye!
Bye. Everyone say bye!
Bye!
They probably didn't catch it.
That's kind of creepy. Alright, bye-bye.
Mortal Kombat!